Good morning, good morning. Look who's so excited.
What a way to start.
What a way to start. It's an ugly Monday here. I don't know where else it's ugly. But I would like to crawl back into bed. We are in the car. We're going to start singing on the way to Cape May song. All right, Dean, hold on. We're at Starbucks. The
end. Hi, thanks so much for choosing Starbucks. Can I get you started with anything to eat today?
Yes, can I have egg white egg bites?
Egg white egg bites, okay.
Can I have a chai tea latte? Can I have it hot, medium, with coconut milk and 2 pumps of chai?
Coconut milk, 2 pumps
of
chai. Anything else?
Can I do the bacon, sausage, and egg wrap?
The bacon, sausage, and egg wrap.
And then,
bacon, sausage wrap, okay.
And a bottle of water.
Yeah. Why did you say that so weird?
And a bottle of water.
And a bottle of water. Anything else?
Why is that so weird?
No, that's it.
All right. It's going to come to 2022. See you at the window.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Dean. Dean, who gets a bottle of water at Starbucks?
I just wanted water. Even she said, even she was like, a bottle of water.
I know, because you're...
What? Why is that weird?
Who comes to Starbucks for a bottle of water? So, we are on the move this morning. We got a lot happening this week. We're finalizing all of the plans for Jacqueline's birthday this week. What? How old is Jacqueline this year?
22.
Just wanted to see if you knew. And so I'm trying to be here for her actual birthday, which is Wednesday. So we had to run back to the shore today to get everything finalized. Moon, good to see ya. Duty Judy, she said good morning, Dean.
Good morning.
Dean, are you excited to find out who's in your group?
Oh, for the trip?
Yeah, don't tell them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually pretty excited for the trip.
Me too. Now, which day do you want to sign up to carry me?
Oh yeah, I forgot you were rolling.
Oh yeah. Joey Joe said he'd give me a piggyback ride. But he can't do it the entire time, so.
Is, what's her name coming? Is she going to have her... wheelchair,
Leslie? Yeah, we're gonna have races now. Leslie and I. Mm-hmm. Cookie Spice is here. Dean sounds thrilled.
I'm so excited.
We're both pretty tired. Uh-huh. What did somebody say? Good morning, Dean. You don't sound awake. Came back from waking up camping to no air conditioner and it was 83 in my house. Oh. From cloudy Massachusetts. Hey, Odette. Pat, how are you? Pat, are you on the next trip? Forget. Cousin Andrea's here. So, the renters come on Thursday. So, Dean said he would come down and help me finish. Jeremy, I saw you and Jason. So, Jeremy and Mr. Trashcan worked together this weekend. And I don't want... Let me brag for you. I don't want to brag. But... Jeremy's picture was above a urinal, as was Mr. Trashcan. Mr. Trashcan is another comedian friend of mine. Hi.
Your egg bites, your chai, your salt, your drop, and your water.
Yep.
It's going to be 22.18.
What did you say? The salt? What did you say?
Sorry?
What was the coffee you said? It was a chai?
Yeah.
Does it do this or
it works.
No?
There you go.
Thank you. Dean, this is what people
want.
Yeah.
Hey, Bison, salsa drop.
He literally said, here, weirdo.
Hi there. Welcome to the
No, he didn't.
He did. I heard him. He was like, here's your weird water.
You're a water bottle loser.
Too hot, said Pat. Yeah. So, Mr. Trashcan is another comedian friend of mine. And Jeremy and Mr. Trashcan were working this weekend. And Jeremy took a picture of the poster that they made for the comedy night. The two of them and somebody else, and they put it above the urinal. Now, how'd you see the urinal? He posted it. I was in there. I was standing next to him.
Welcome to
But then I thought to myself, you know, I think Jeremy might have put that up there because Missy and I were kind of mentioned at the urinal. Well, we made Missy's be mentioned at a urinal later. We sent men in. I was so honored to be placed above the urinal. Memories that last forever. That's when you know. I remember one time I was doing a gig. I was at...
All right, egg white bites and bacon sausage.
What's the theater that's in New Hope? Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
He was like, you're weirded. What's the theater in New Hope? It's a great theater in New Hope, Pennsylvania. And, one. That's great.
Yeah, I forget the name.
But I remember using the bathroom in the restaurant next door. Mm-hmm. And when I went into the bathroom, you know, went to the bathroom, and I turned around to flush the toilet, and there was my face above the toilet on the wall.
Oh, there's a mirror?
And it was like, no, it was a poster of me above the toilet. And it said, upcoming attractions. And then I was so surprised to see my own face above a toilet, and it wasn't a mirror.
The Bucks County Playhouse.
Bucks County Playhouse. And then I was like, am I in all the toilets? And then I systematically checked every toilet, and I wasn't. It was some other people. They didn't want to.
People are saying that you're not synced with your talking.
Let me get on dead. Everybody, hold on.
You're not on dead?
Hold on. Okay.
What?
That was how you get back to Facebook. It still works. Okay, we're back.
It might be,
That was just me. No, it should work now. Okay. What are you doing? Stop touching stuff.
Your mic might be coming through your car.
Oh, turn the Bluetooth off. Okay, now it should work. Sorry about that, everybody. You're gonna have to read the comments because I can't read anything they're saying, you know, because I'm driving.
Everyone said it's better.
Okay.
Hopefully that works. All right.
So, Dean, you want to tell them what you're up to? You haven't been online in a while.
I've been sick for like the past, what feels like 2 weeks. Because I got food poisoning like 2 weeks ago, and that was not fun. And so I was like sick. Like,
why do you keep telling people you got food poisoning? You got like a stomach bug.
No, it was food poisoning.
Dean, you can't get food poisoning just because the other clubs around the country got food poisoning. That's not how food poisoning works.
I don't know. I feel like I had exactly what
you literally said. There were two other clubs that got food poisoning. One in Seattle. And one somewhere else.
No. I'm pretty sure I got food poisoning.
Dean, you can't just...
I also don't want to trash...
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that it wasn't. It was just a stomach bug. Like...
Anyway, so I got food poisoning, and it was the first time I ever had it. And trust me, things come out both ends.
Okay.
That's how I know I had food poisoning.
We're about to eat breakfast.
That's how I know I had food poisoning.
We're about to eat breakfast.
Anyway.
So are these people.
That is brutal food.
Do you have any other stories you could share that might end?
So then I got sick this week.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. If you were like on a date and she was like, Dean, tell me something about yourself. Would these be the opening stories?
Have you ever had food poisoning?
These are the opening.
You ever had diarrhea?
Like, you are never going to
guess. Oh my God, we have so much in common.
What came out my butt? Like, I don't, maybe we should work on it. Like, what's a good opening story for Dean?
One time I had food poisoning.
No.
And my mom didn't believe me.
No.
Oh, well, so the thing is, here's how I know I got food poisoning.
Okay.
I ate a Caesar salad.
No.
And it didn't, I guess it didn't sit well with my stomach.
Okay, but do you understand?
So then I went home. Hey, I'm trying to tell my story about food poisoning that I definitely had. I came home, I had a Caesar salad, and immediately my stomach was like, this is not good. Because then I came home, and I was throwing up, and I came home late. Like, when I get done work, it's like midnight. So I got home late, and I was throwing up. My mom was like, oh my God, were you out drinking? And I was like, no, I had a Caesar salad. And she's like, you loser. I was like...
Yeah, and I walked away. Okay, but just so we're clear, It's important to me that you understand how food has moved around the country. Like, when they made that lettuce.
I don't want to talk.
No, about, let me just say what I have to say because I need you to understand. When they made that lettuce, when God made that lettuce, let's say he made it in Ohio. I don't know if they grow a lot of lettuce there, but that lettuce was made somewhere.
Lettuce. They buy it from the same supplier, right?
No. That lettuce, they didn't say, send some of this lettuce to Seattle, to San Francisco, and to New Jersey or Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They don't do that. The lettuce would never make it.
Okay.
To all those places from one central location.
How do you think the lettuce gets supplied to all the places?
Well, like if there's a breakout, like they'll say on the television, they'll say, you know, so and so is encouraging people to not eat eggplant.
Right.
This would affect the following states. Sometimes they'll do a national one, but not on produce. Produce would never make it across the country. Like, if you were, like, a canned good, maybe. They'd be like, you know, all the peanut butter.
The other clubs aren't even that far away. I mean, you're saying Seattle, but they're not that far. There's one in, like, Virginia, and then the other one's in, like, North Jersey.
Okay. Well, it's not the same lettuce. Unless there's croutons killing people. Croutons could travel.
Or chicken, maybe.
Chicken doesn't travel that far, I don't think. I don't know.
Anyway, so I had food poisoning.
You know what I'd like? I'd like you to explain hard things. Tell everybody what you just said about AI, because I don't believe it.
All right, yeah. So
this is a segment called Dean Explains Technology. Now, he's just in a segment called Dean Explains Caesar Salad.
I'm also
that
sick
we
now.
Don't get behind.
I'm also sick now.
We don't get behind the Caesar Salad story, but he's going to tell you a story about AI that sounds unbelievable.
No, I saw this thing. Google, like, were showcasing their new AI technology because they're heavily invested into AI.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like the AI.
Why not? I think it'll be helpful.
I don't know. Like, I mean, isn't this... it just feels like it's just taking all thinking away.
Oh, someone said it could be the dressing. No?
Dressing can travel.
Yeah. So what were you saying, sir?
I don't know. I don't... Like, I can't think of a situation where I would be like, you know what would fix this? Somebody else thinking for me. So here's, if you don't have youngins around, like how they check to make sure the kids, because I always think about AI just writing everybody's essay. So they have a thing now where they check your essay, right?
Oh, like for plagiarism?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, that's been around for a while.
Well, some people might not know it.
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of schools, I had it. Like, what they'll do is they have these, like, programs that'll scan your essays to make sure that they're not plagiarized. That's not necessarily AI, though, because basically all it's doing is, like...
checking other essays?
Yeah, just scanning other essays.
But I thought that there are some that specifically scan for AI.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're talking about something else. Yeah, so the problem when AI first came out was kids were just saying, hey, can you write me an essay about, like, let's say I was doing an essay on, I don't know, Of Mice and Men. Kids were just putting into AI, hey, can you write me an essay about Of Mice and Men and the impact it has on, I don't know, society. And then AI would print a completely original essay about Of Mice and Men. The other thing, too, is you can say, can you write it in the style of, like Shakespeare, or you could say, write it in the style of
what?
Jerry Seinfeld, you know, and it would print it based on all the text that's out there, because, you know, Jerry Seinfeld has so many jokes out there that are probably transcribed, that it would take all of that and be like, oh, here are the word choices he would have used, or the pattern of writing he would have.
You think it would have the word vulva in it?
What?
Mulva?
Mulva? What even is that word?
Okay.
So the problem that was happening was kids at schools were printing completely original essays using AI. And obviously that's not good, right? Because you're not learning anything at that point. So they had to develop some programs, which is hard to make, like, counter AI, you know what I mean? Like, you have to make Right in the style of Snoop Dogg, yeah. Of Mice and Men.
Shizzle my nizzle.
Yeah. Which they actually have.
I know. What was that?
Oh, right. That was something completely different.
It wasn't Google. It was Schnoogle or something.
Yeah, Schnizzle? Yeah. Yeah, something funny. But yeah, so it's kind of hard, though, too, to detect AI. So they, you know, you have to make, like, what are you doing? What are you looking for?
Well, that came in a bag. I was just trying to put it.
Oh, I threw it.
So Dean said there's new AI out now that if you're reading a chapter, I'm going to say it and you tell me if I'm saying it right. Say there was a chapter on the theory of...
People are saying they have some technical issues, but it might just be because we're driving.
What is it, the theory of... what did you say?
Theory of something.
Yeah. Physics, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like gravity. Say they were just trying to explain gravity.
Yeah, so let's say you were in, like, I don't know, high school and you had like a physics course. Basically, what this new AI can do is, let's say you're studying a chapter on motion. I think that's the example that Google used in their presentation. Let's say you're doing a chapter on, like, motion and physics in high school. And there's like a chapter six. What you can do is you can take all the text in chapter six, give it to Google's AI, and say, you know, give me a summary of this chapter. And they would list bullet points, and oh, here are the most important things that you need to know from this chapter. But let's say you're more of an audio person, right? And you consume things, you learn best when you're listening. Basically, like you can tell it to be like, hey, can you create a podcast using the text from this chapter? And then you'd give it the text and it'll create like a conversational podcast. It'll make up two voices that are like, oh, hey, so today we're talking about motion. And then another person will be like, oh, yeah, yeah, what was that guy's name? Like, oh, Isaac Newton, right? And then they'll have like a fake conversation, a fake podcast conversation about the chapter. And then
they kill you.
No.
And then they take over all your houses and steal all your money in the bank.
But then they'll break it down for you too and be like, oh, hey, yeah, like, oh, we could, you know, here's an example, like, oh, like basketball, you know, like, you know, every action has an equal opposite reaction. And, you know, for example, the other day I was playing basketball, like they'll use examples, they'll break it down for you. And the other thing too, is you can ask it questions. Like you can, you know, stop the podcast and be like, oh, can you explain, you know, the law of, you know, I don't know, like Newton's second law, go into more detail about that. And then they'll go on more into that. So it's like, it's pretty interesting.
I don't know. I don't know. And that doesn't scare you? I told her. I said, Dean, and then everything turns into iRobot. Do you have to scan the whole chapter in for that to work?
I don't know. We'll see how it works. Probably. A lot of textbooks now are online textbooks.
Do you think you could say to AI, like, write me... You know, AI, write me a good story to tell on a first date. So, like, we could, like, maybe not open with your story.
Honestly,
about your salad.
It'll print whatever you want.
Do you think AI is good with the ladies? Is my point.
That's a good idea. Honestly, that's not a bad idea. Try to do just like a full AI date. But I don't know. It's unclear who's driving. She's driving. Is there an AI app?
Well, there was the website, right, where you could get... That was ChatGPT. Is that the same thing?
They have an app. I'm not sure. It's definitely like a browser. Like, you can go on and it's like...
It's on Facebook now. Facebook, it's at the top of Facebook. Yeah, I don't like it. My leg hurts.
I don't know, it's pretty interesting. I imagine we'll see more and more functionality with AI.
I wonder if AI could, like, if you were there and AI was there, like, who would do better with the ladies?
Oh, you're really stuck, hon. All right.
I'm just wondering, like, if AI would be smoother than you. Well, like, if we were taking bets.
Okay. Probably. I mean, they have the whole internet. It's just, they can, every interaction that's ever happened, they can pull that. They'd probably be amazing. But it's because they're playing, like, chess when it comes to, I'm playing checkers. I'm like, you ever had food poisoning? You're like, I'm not. Mine's very like, okay, well, I'm going to move here because it's the only place. I'm more like tic-tac-toe. I'm like, all right, that's how I operate.
Oh, something's going down this morning.
If Dean opens with the diarrhea lines, he'll definitely win. That's what I'm saying. And AI can't read a person's emotions. That's true.
I don't know, but I mean,
you know, yeah, I was gonna say, I feel like AI would have a really hard time with sarcasm, because I feel like that's something hard to take in, you know? I hate texting, because sarcasm doesn't come through. I think, you know, that's probably why emojis started, because, you know, like, you can deliver a line, text it, but then an emoji kind of shows, like, oh, this is how I feel about it.
You think that an emoji is a better indicator of how you're feeling than using actual words?
Well, I'm saying, like, as far as sarcasm goes, like, if you're like...
Is there a sarcastic emoji that I'm not aware of? Because I would use it.
Yeah.
I've just been floating on my own out here just with my own wit. But there's emojis like, for sarcasm?
Like, if you were like, oh my gosh, I hate you. As someone made a joke and like, oh my God, you're the worst. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to read that out loud, like, in like a court, you know... Mm-hmm. Like, did you text him?
I don't know. How often am I going to court for my text?
You ever see this?
What did I do?
There's a funny SNL thing where, I mean, like, you know, they'll read, like, the text out. Yeah, but it's, you know, if you saw a text that was like, oh, my God. Did you text this person, oh, my gosh, I hate you? It'd be like, yeah, but I meant that sarcastically. But if you add, like, a laughing emoji, like, oh, my gosh, I hate you, laughing emoji, then people know, oh, they're being sarcastic. They don't actually hate me.
Yeah, look at my face. Is that the... Shakendra says that this is the sarcastic emoji. One where it doesn't actually smile.
It doesn't smile. It's just straight-faced.
Yeah. Here's what I think is funny. And this is either you or it's not you. Okay? I am not good with... Are GIFs the pictures? Like, somebody will take, like, a scene from a movie where you don't hear anything, and they'll be like, bump.
Oh, yeah.
But the people do it so fast. Like, I'll be like, hey, I'm too tired. I'm not going to go tonight. And within seconds, they will pull up, is it a GIF?
Mm-hmm.
Or a meme?
It's a GIF.
GIF?
No, not a meme. Yeah, a GIF.
A GIF. That's, I don't know, usually have, like, one word on it.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yeah, and it's, like, repeating itself.
Yeah. But it's like they like went people, to school for it.
People from your broadcast will take
some. No, like my friends. No one's ever made a GIF of me. I would be so excited if somebody did.
I feel like it's...
I would imagine there's got to be a GIF from Chardonnay Go. That was a big one, right?
Maybe.
You would think. Running through the neighborhood looking for wine. I don't think it's like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shakendra's dropping all the sarcastic
emojis. Yeah, she's like, girl, emojis. I got all the sarcastic emojis ready.
She had them queued up.
But you know what I'm talking about? Like, there are people who are so good with the GIFs, and I don't even know where to find them in my phone. But they'll find one that absolutely matches. I would rather do a GIF than, like, an emoji, I think.
Yeah, I think all of Apple's... I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure all of Apple's stuff has, like, GIFs preloaded.
It says you can type something and the GIFs will appear. Mine doesn't do that.
I think it does. I can show you how to do it.
Yeah, honestly, the only, like, thing emoji I'll ever... I'm trying to get better with my emoji work, but only one I'll do is I'll do colon, semicolon, and make a happy face. That's...
That's a pretty popular one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like kids my age are still using them.
That's all I got. That's all my emoji game is. But I like words. I'm a big fan of words. Hey, did I tell you about connections on New York Times?
Is it a new game?
Yeah. Pull up the New York Times. Let's see if I already did it for this morning. So here's the thing. When you're done your breakfast sandwich, it's a new game on the New York Times. And they give you 16 words. You have to put them into groups of four, but you have to figure out how they're connected.
Oh, yeah.
But they'll try to trick you.
I played that one before.
Because they'll say, like, you'll see, like, apple, orange, lemon. And you're like, oh, this is the beginning of a connection. These are all fruits.
Right. But then it'll be like tech company, and you're like, oh.
But it'll be like lemon as like a bad car, or orange as a color, not necessarily a fruit. So it's not the right connection. But you only have four chances to figure it out. So you have to try it. I did mine today. I failed one the other day for the first time, and I was pretty busted up about it.
You know, the New York Times is pretty good at the games. Pretty popular.
But, like, I subscribe to the New York Times. But I don't subscribe to the New York Times crossword because it's too much for me. It's just not my bracket. You know, do you ever think of like the dumb stuff? You're like, I'll pay for this, but I can't. Like, I'll buy ice cream, but not with Jimmy. I mean, Jimmy's is just going to put me over the top. Okay, so yesterday I come home and, I know, Jill. Yesterday I come home, Booby is filled with lumps. So around this time of year, Booby has some type of allergic reaction to something. We don't know what it is, whether it's the weather, pollen, maybe she's eating the mushrooms that are growing in the grass in the yard. Nobody knows. So what are we doing?
Just want to turn the hair on.
So yesterday I come home and I was like, this dog needs Benadryl. So Brooke and I are trying to figure out what the dosage is for the dog, yada, yada. And both of us are exhausted. I wasn't feeling well yesterday. So I was like, I give her the medicine. I was like, let's go to bed. And you know, Benadryl will knock you out. So I was like, this dog's going to go out. Went out like a light. And when we woke up, maybe like an hour or two later, she looked a little better. Like the pink spots all over her body are like a little bit lighter now. Fine. So Brooke and I are walking around the house. She goes, you know there are two pink pills on the floor over here, right? And I said, what? So Brooke had taken the Benadryl, put it into bread, put it into a ball, gave it to Booby. Well, Booby apparently has done some jail time because she knew exactly how to eat around the Benadryl, leave the Benadryl neatly placed on Kobe's bed, and just eat the bread. I said, was she in jail before? You know where they do the thing where they just stick it under their tongue but they don't really eat it?
Is that jail? Did you do it in jail?
It's jail, yeah. Or is that like when you go to like a psychiatric unit? Either way, it's a trick that I did not know she had. But she, and she'll smile at you, she'll eat it, smile, and then walk away and then drop the pills somewhere else in the house. So now, I said, Brooke, I said, you gotta learn, you can't just give something medicine and walk away. Like, when you have a baby, you have to make sure the baby eats it. Hospital. Anywhere. I think, I'm gonna be honest, I think she's got some jail time in her background. And she knew. She knew what to do.
Smart dog. I know why you're giving me bread. I know what's up.
She's right, I don't usually give her bread. Okay, so Dean, how often would you say that you cry? Because I would like to do it every day, but for some reason I'm like stopped up. Like everything in my body's like, you should cry. But I don't. And then other times I just cry for no reason.
You want to?
Yeah, I'm not having a good couple of days, weeks, months, years, and yesterday, I was driving home. I got my whole car packed up. I was so tired. I'm coming home. I knew you weren't home, but Brooke was home. And I was like, let me stop and let me get some food. Because I can't stand up to make it. So I decide I'm going to stop at Chickie and Pete's. But Chickie and Pete's, oh, so we've told you about Chickie and Pete's. We love Chickie and Pete's. It's a great place. But they don't have a drive-thru. So I know that I have to get out of my car and hobble into the Chickie and Pete's.
Why would you do that?
Because I was so hungry and I wanted French fries and I was going to buy them. I called and I said, I want the buffalo wings. I want some fries. I was going to order it so there'd be leftovers for you when you came home. And then enough.
Why don't you just stop in a drive-thru?
Well, they don't have... I thought you would like Chickie and Pete's. Either way, Dean, I do it. I call ahead. I place my order. She goes, give us 10 minutes. Bye. I get to the place. I thought about parking in handicap and getting out with my crutches.
Why didn't you do that?
I didn't, because I don't have the placard, and I don't want to take away from people. So, parked a couple spaces down. I was like, it was getting hot. I was getting a little sweaty. And I was like, it's fine. You'll be eating French fries soon. Like, you have to really think about where you want to put your time and energy when you have none. I get inside. I said, hi there. I placed my order. She goes, we have it all ready. And then she goes, $5.80. I thought, that's really cheap for these 12 wings and these fries. I should do this more often. That's what I said to myself. So I grabbed the bag, head out to my car, get in the car. And something about it, I was like, let me check this bag. I checked the bag, only fries. So now I have to sit here and think to myself, do I really want to go back in for these wings? But I was like, how hard was this? So $5.80 didn't, I did get the scooter, but I didn't know how to use it yet, so I was still using my crutches.
Did you accidentally just buy fries?
I didn't think so. In fact, when I called to order the wings, she said, what flavor do you want? I said, what flavors do you have again? We went through the flavors. How many do you want? 6 to 12. I said, well, I want 12 because Dean's going to want some. The whole conversation. Asked me a lot of questions. So I call on the phone. I said, listen, I was just saying, I'm the lady on the crutches. I don't seem to have my wings. What? I said, the wings that I ordered, they're not in here. All right, can you come back in? And you see your face? I said, I'm the one on the crutches. Yeah, I can't help you unless you come back in.
What?
She didn't say, let me bring these wings out to you.
You say you were just sitting outside?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had made it all the way back to my car because I can't do anything with anything until I sit down.
And then somebody was like, and then she punched out and then left.
Yeah, and then she punched me in the face. I said, you want me to come back in? Yeah, ma'am, I can't help you if you don't come back in.
That's weird.
So I get back on my crutches.
Maybe that's just their policy, I don't know.
And then I hobble back into the store, the door closing on me with my crutches. I'm sweating now. And I said, can you please just give me my wings? And she goes, it looks like I just never ordered them. And then I could feel my soul breaking into pieces on the inside. And she goes, can you just wait like 7 more minutes? And, you know, we'll just make them. Now, I'm hanging on my crutches. And she goes, you can just sit right over by the bar. Now, they were already going to be cold. Because I was going to bring them home for Brooke. So they were all going to be a little bit cold because we're like 15 minutes away. So now I have the fries, which I've had in my hand now for probably 7 minutes. And you will make another 7 minutes. And I'm thinking, are you going to make me both new? She goes, no, I'm just going to make you the wings. I go, but the fry. I said, you know what? Can I just get my money back? I'm done now. And she's like, it's really not a problem. I'm thinking, it's all a problem. Look at me. It's all a problem. Everything is a problem. And I could just feel myself just falling apart. And I said, can I just here's your fries back. I said, can you just give me my money back? And she goes, I'm going to have to get a manager. And I was like, I wanted her to just put her finger on my forehead and just push me backwards and just push me back and just knock me out. And then just put me like under a table and I'll just lay there for the night.
Have you had any other customer service like horrors?
Well, listen, if I had all my legs and I wasn't so tired and so sweaty and my armpits hurting.
Everyone's saying, please get me a manager.
So then she was like, I can't do this without a manager. And so I was like, can you just, no, ma'am, he'll be here in just a minute. And then I could just feel myself starting to lose my mind and just starting to, I was crying on the inside. And then like four managers came over and they were like, ma'am, what happened? I go, I need to go now. And she was like, she was very nice. She goes, I can get you whatever you want. I go, I really need to just go. Like, you know, when you pass the point of like, I can't talk now anymore because I'm just going to go get in the back seat of my car and just cuddle up and maybe just make Dean come pick me up like that. That's where I was.
Now when I was working at Chick-fil-A.
Okay. Did a lady come up to start crying and then gave her free fries? Because anytime a woman looks like that, you should just give them free fries.
Well, so they had a policy when they were training me, they were like, let's say anything goes wrong, right? And we're like, you can be as generous as you want when it comes to just making sure the customer's happy. So, right, so you could do like if someone came up and was like, I don't like these fries, like, oh, perfect, we'll switch them out for you. Or like, oh, I ordered the wrong thing. Oh, here, I'll switch it out. Like, they were like, yeah, just be as generous. They were like, we're more, because they were more invested in like the long term, like, yeah, oh, people are going to come back.
Yeah.
We're more, you know, for long term happiness rather than like, you know, like, oh no, we hate you, get out.
Yeah.
But but the problem with that though,
what?
Is some people found out that they were really generous with their customer service, and some people consistently, like we knew, like there's certain
like
people,
if they ordered something, they'd come up and be like, that's not what I ordered.
Well, yeah, they would come up afterward and be like, oh, this is not what I ordered. I want free stuff now. Like people learned that, oh, we're pretty generous. And that there were certain people that were on, like, our list of, like, hey, you can't, this person comes in every day. Or this one lady, you know, we have coupons and stuff. So this one lady would come in with a coupon. And it was, like, a printed paper. And she was like, oh, I had this coupon I got online. You know, coupons come from everywhere, right?
Right.
It might have been something, you know, online. She had this piece of paper, I got a coupon. And it was like a printed piece of paper. And I was like, oh, sure. Like, yeah, I'll take it. I, you know, took the coupon, put it in, everything, gave her food. Maybe like 2 days later, comes back in. I have this coupon. Printed out, piece of paper. And I'm like, oh. I was like, welcome back. And so I'm like, maybe she has another coupon, right? I'm not in charge. Like, I'm just a cashier.
I don't even know where lettuce comes from. Right. How would I know where that coupon came from?
So I'm like, oh, all right. So I started to check her out again. And my boss comes up and goes, no, get out. Get out. We know you. Get out. Knew the lady. And then this screaming match starts where this lady is like, what? What'd I even do? And then she's like, you come in here every week with this printed out coupon. Get out of here.
Well, don't you remember I was telling everybody how
oh my God,
when we went out for Mother's Day, and remember that lady was following us down the street and called Brooke the B word?
Oh my gosh.
And then came into the restaurant and called, and was...
You told her this?
Yeah, bits and pieces. But basically, she came into the restaurant and the Russian was like, get out! Get out! Leave the customers alone. But she was aggressive. She'd come in real nice, but if she didn't get money, she'd start cursing you out. Mostly Brooke.
Yeah, mostly just Brooke.
And then we were just like, Brooke, that was for me. That wasn't for you.
Yeah.
I'll take this one.
But then she hunted us down, man.
She did.
She knew what restaurant we were in, and she stormed in and came right to our table. It was wild.
Yeah.
I tell you, on the my first day at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, I have some,
dude. I should just do a whole thing about Chick-fil-A. When I was at Chick-fil-A, my very first day,
okay,
on my training day, I had to run. You know, I'm like running food. I think that was my job, was running food the first day. They were like, "We're just gonna have you just run the food. You know, you're not gonna do the cashier thing yet." Like, so I'm just running food. And I had this milkshake on a tray, and I had all the food and everything. And I walk over to this table, and I'm like, "Oh, here you go." Well, the milkshakes are super wobbly, so the milkshake falls into this kid's lap, and the whole thing just explodes. And it's my first day, and so it explodes onto this kid's lap, and I'm like, "Oh my God." And he's like, "No, it's all right." And I'm like, no. And so I ran over to the girl that was training me, and I was like, "All right,
okay,
hypothetically."
What do you do?
I was like, "Hypothetically, if I were to throw a milkshake," because it literally, like, I threw it.
All right, tractor trailer.
I must have been moving too quick, because I was like, "Here you go," and the milkshake just flew. I was like, "Let's say I were to accidentally throw a milkshake at a customer." And she was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Hypothetically, what would I do?"
She's out of curiosity.
And she's like, "I hope you would apologize and offer them a new milkshake." I was like,
"I'll be right back."
"I'll be right back, yeah." I was like, "All right."
Can you please... This is called Story Time with Dean as he dies from his asthma.
My asthma.
Can you please tell the story of who knocked on the door the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Sit down. You don't want to hear the story. Now, just so you know... Let us know if the technology gets weird, because we're going into a section where the internet is going to get bad, but then it'll be fine. So you might lose bits and story, but here we go. Go ahead, Dean. So now this is when Dean was sick.
So I've been sick all week, and I've been home by myself because everyone's been... Brooke was gone for the weekend. You were down the shore, so I was home by myself. Someone said you're already glitchy. So I was home by myself, and I was laying on the couch in our living room, and I didn't expect anybody to come to the door. Like, I had no plans. But, you know, Miss Chris comes over, like, a lot to, like, check in with, like, the mail and stuff, or, like, I guess, like, packages for, you know, t-shirts or something. So I always know if someone's at the door, it's probably Miss Chris. So there's a ring at the doorbell. And so I'm like, "Oh, it's probably Miss Chris." So I get up and I walk to the door. And, you know, we have a window on our door, and I can see through the window that there are these two really pretty girls. And I was like, scared for a second. I was like, "Oh, shit." Like, I'm sick. I was like, "I'm sick. My hair is, like, sticking straight up because I just woke up."
Okay, I love that you think that's different than what you...
My hair is sticking straight up. Okay. My nose is just running, right? Like, I'm coughing like I am now, right? I'm in my pajamas. And I was like, "Oh, my God, I can't open this door." But they already saw me, like, through the window.
So you're locked in.
So I know, right? So I couldn't be like, and then turn around and run away, you know?
Did you have this dinosaur t-shirt on, sweatshirt?
No.
Not even that fancy?
Not even, yeah, my Pokemon sweatshirt. So I'm like, "Oh my God." So I open up the door, and I'm like, "Hey." Actually, I just poked my head out. I was like, as long as they can't see the rest of my body. So I poked my head out. I'm like, "Hey." And they're like, "Hi." They're like introducing themselves. Like, I'm so-and-so. This is, you know, our friend. I was like, "We're going around the neighborhood today and asking people some questions." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Now, mind you, they were beautiful, right?
These really pretty girls. I have no idea what's going on. I have no idea who they are. They're like, we're going around asking some people some questions in the neighborhood. And so I'm like...
All right. I love questions.
Yeah, I was like, "Sure, I'll take some questions."
I'm single.
Yeah. If that's your first question, yeah. So she goes, do you hope that all the suffering and pain in the world goes away?" And I was like, In my head, I'm like, it's like 8:30 in the morning.
That's a heavy question.
I was like, and I said out loud, I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, that is quite a heavy question. And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I guess so. And I was like, yeah, I mean, who says no to that?
I mean, and I was like, you guys do that?
Yeah, I was like, that's such a weird... I was like, there's only one answer. You couldn't be like, no, I'm actually, I love the pain and suffering. So I was like,
good with it.
I was like, no, yeah, I mean, yeah, of course, I guess. And she was like, yeah, no, that's great. We agree with you. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Sure.
All right. Did you guys want to maybe go out for coffee?
Yeah. So then she goes, can we show you this Bible verse? And I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. I'm like, now I know. Now I know what's happening, right?
You didn't know you were in. But now
I know what I'm being roped into. Okay. I was like, uh-oh, here we go. So they read me this Bible verse. They're like, I don't know, it was like, it's Psalm so-and-so. And they were like, those who suffer will live to be in the free world or something. I don't know. And now I'm, because I know what's going on, right? And I start smiling because like in my head, my comedy brain's going off. And I'm like, oh, I immediately will tell this story. And so my comedy brains go off. So I start smiling, right? I'm like, in my head, I look sick, my nose is running, and I'm giggling to myself, right?
Not creepy at all.
Not creepy at all. And she starts smiling, because I guess she knows how, like,
I think
like
that was,
funny this
I think
whole
that
scenario
was scared.
That,
I think
yeah,
she
I don't
was
know.
Scared now. She was like,
so she's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, oh, sorry. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just not sure what's happening. And she goes, we're Jehovah's Witnesses. And I go, oh. I was like, I've heard of you guys. She goes, like, you have? I'm like, yeah, I didn't know you guys were pretty, though. And she was like, oh. And I was like, yeah, sorry, I don't...
Listen, then, I mean, if they sent you guys everywhere, you'd have a lot more of you. Like, do you guys go to bars?
Right. And then she was like, maybe we caught you at a bad time. I was like, what?
No, it's a great time.
No.
I said to Jesus, send me two pretty girls that like Jesus. And he sent you.
So, then they're like, maybe we caught you at a bad time. And I was like, sure. And they're like, maybe we'll come back. Maybe we'll come back and circle around. And I was like, really? And they were like, no.
No.
I was like, okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
Hold your story. This is the bad section. We'll be able, the internet's probably not good here. Hold on. boom, boom, boom. So funny, because I'll be talking to somebody on the phone.
And it's at one
and
spot.
Like, from Mr. Bill's until just over this hill, it's bad. Yeah, Dean flirting with Jehovah's
Jesus.
Witnesses.
Dean. That's why I'm glad my main floor is upstairs and I can look out my blinds before I go to the door.
Mm.
Yeah, they gave up in my neighborhood. Yeah, see, like, I feel like it sucks that we have... My son answered the door to Jehovah's Witnesses once and they would continue to come back and ask for him. Whoa! I was like, thank you, we're Christian, we're good. That's so funny that they came back for him.
They're not coming back for Dean Blizzard.
Yeah.
They probably got your face on like a don't go to this house.
You don't, yeah.
So how does the story end?
Then they left. And they
you say, like, oh, can you come back another time? She's like, no.
Yeah, they were like, no. And I was like, all right.
They were like, you know what, Jesus isn't this desperate.
So then I closed the door and I like, to myself, my comedy brain's going off. And I'm like, oh my god, like, that whole scenario is hilarious. Then I remember that we have our Ring doorbell placed directly in
the
street.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. That's why Ring doorbells are best. Yeah, so many of
I would like to... Did you pull it down? Did you have it?
Yeah, I looked at it, and there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of awkward silences that I didn't realize that happened in the conversation.
Oh, I knew. From the moment you said you talked to a girl, I knew there's going to be
like, there were a lot of long pauses where no one's talking.
Yeah, I believe
that. I didn't realize, like, in the moment, I'm like, didn't realize this happening.
I realized it.
But,
I wasn't there.
But, yeah, no, it's...
Now, the
it
best, Dean, which, because we got to watch this, was when we were on the plane. Were we going to France? Or coming home?
I think we were going, I don't know.
And we were on a plane. Somewhere near France. Yeah, maybe it was from Maybe it was from Portugal to Lyon. I think it was that leg because we flew. And we get on the plane. We're all sitting together. And Dean's sitting by himself in like the two seats by the window. All of a sudden, a beautiful French girl gets on the plane and sits next to Dean. And so, you know, we hadn't taken off. Now we're texting each other. We're in the group text. And we're like, oh my gosh, did you see the pretty French girl that's sitting next to Dean? So now we're texting. He heard us say, don't be weird. And then he got weirder. And.
Well, I don't like to talk to people on flights. I don't know. I feel like it's weird.
Even when it's a beautiful girl who speaks French. So then she was so beautiful. And then Dean said, hi, my name's Dean. And then she said something, but with like a French accent. And told him her name. And then he started talking real loud to her as if she was deaf. And was like, my name is Dean.
Oh.
And I was like, why is he talking to her like she can't hear? And she was like, my name is Susan. And he was like, where do you live? And we're like, stop. And we're all going, stop, stop. We're just kept texting, don't talk to her like that. And then she didn't talk to him anymore.
That's why this is. I don't like talking to people on the plane, only because like if you start talking, now you're stuck for the next hour or so talking with this person. Because I don't know when to stop.
What if they're beautiful? What if it's a beautiful girl and you meet the love of your life?
I don't want to burden that poor girl. Because the problem.
What if she wanted to talk to you and she was like,
then
hey,
she would have talked to me.
He's really, well, you were talking to her like she couldn't hear you.
Well, she spoke French.
Okay, but she spoke English and you were just talking loud to her.
No, it was broken English.
Okay, how's your broken French?
Well, I was trying to be like, oh yeah, my name is Dean.
That's
not how I did it. That's. She was French, not deaf. Like,
yeah, that's what we were
saying.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, I didn't. I don't know. I try to play. I do remember though. No signal the entire time.
They scared her. I don't know why some people get us and some people aren't.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, Dean. I think you're very nice. I think you shouldn't be nervous about talking to a girl. They might be like, oh my gosh, he's so cute. I wish he would talk to me.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also didn't like, I never want to burden people. You know what I mean? Like my worst feeling is like talking to someone and then clearly seeing like they don't want to talk to me and being like, all right, you know what?
Well, I mean, the clear indicators are like, I'm going to put my headphones in. I mean, that means I don't want to talk anymore. Or like, I'm going to put my headrest on and close my eyes. That's an indicator. Although I have been on planes where I put my headset in and I close my eyes and people keep talking.
Trying to talk to you, right? And it's like, don't do that.
And I've had to say to somebody like, hey,
But the other thing, too, is, like, I would hate to try and talk to someone, especially, like, a girl my age. I hate to try to talk to someone, and then, like, they're like, clearly don't want to be talking to, and they put their headphones in, and now we have to sit next to each other for the entire,
hour or two. Okay, but that's just called life. That's happened. Sometimes people want to talk to you, and sometimes they don't.
I guess. I don't know.
What if you just went into the universe with the vibe that, like, people enjoy talking to other people? Do you think that do you enjoy talking to people?
Sometimes. There are definitely times where I'm like, I don't want anyone to talk to me right now.
Well, apparently it's not when Jehovah's Witnesses are around.
Most of the time I like to talk to people.
That's what I mean. In general, people like to talk. So I just kind of go, like, hey. You know, and I feel like if they don't want to, they'll tell you.
If people start talking louder, talking to someone who doesn't speak their language. On planes, I need a neck sign that says, wake me for meals and snacks.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm telling you, so when I, the day that I had my leg broken, my handyman is lovely, and it was an accident, so no harm, no foul. But he had his friend with him, And the girl only spoke Spanish. And so, Dina, I was so excited about my Duolingo because I was like, I'm going to do it. But all I could think about was cows. I was just like, I don't know. All my words left and all I could talk about was cows. And I was like, that's weird. So I wasn't really saying anything. And so this thing hits my leg. I know I'm hurt, but I don't know that it's broken. But I had this big bag of like dirt because I was gardening. And even though we spoke no languages in the same, I'm trying to drag this bag. I can't walk. And I'm limping so much. And the girl finally just comes over to me. And with the eyes of a woman that's overworked, tired, just done, she just looked at me and she was like, I'll take the bag. Like, she didn't say anything. But she was like, girl. And I was like, thank you. Like, I feel like there are certain human emotions. You're like, you don't have to speak my language at all. Girl, I know you messed up. Because I don't even know if she saw the thing hit me because I didn't fall. So, like, one second I was fine and walking around. The next second, I can't walk. So I could tell she's looking at me like, what did you do to your leg? And I'm dragging this thing. And then she just comes over. She's like, yes, give
it a bag. Well, it is funny that most of the kitchens I've worked in, I work as like a food runner a lot, so I'm like running food to people's tables, right? And you know, most of the time, at the two places that I've worked where I've done that, the all the cooks behind the line are all Spanish, and most of them just speak Spanish, right? And it's so funny because one of my favorite dudes, his name's Edgar. He pretty much spoke only Spanish. But there were certain moments where we'd very similar, mm-hmm. where like we would understand each other just
like
on a human level. I remember one time I was sitting there and I was looking at tickets. He was probably chopping something up, and a pretty girl walked by, and the two of us looked at the pretty girl, looked at each other, and then smiled. And I was like, see, that's. Even two dudes that don't speak the same language, like, still understand.
That's a pretty girl.
That's a pretty girl, yeah.
It's so really funny.
But yeah. No, I love the every time I've worked in a kitchen, it's always fun because all the Spanish guys, like, it's so fun. Like, I love them, and I think that they love me.
So those guys you think love you, but the girl sitting there, the pretty girl from France on the plane, you're like, I'm pretty sure she hates me. No. Okay.
But
good to know.
But no, I love the unspoken connection. I love the Spanish guys because I remember the first kitchen I worked in, I told him my name was Dean, and I guess there's a popular Spanish song that's like, oh, Tintin, Tintin.
Oh, Tintin.
No, you know it?
Yeah, Joe Starr was in Tintin. That's a movie. All right, well, what are you saying?
No, there's a Spanish song that I guess that's popular.
All right, Alejandra, do you know some Spanish song? What's it about?
Well, I don't know, but it has some part in the song where they go, Tintin, Tintin, because they at this one restaurant down the shore, they would call me Tintin. They'd be calling, like, that's all they called me. Then when I went, is that a Pokemon Bulbasaur evolved? Yes, thank you for someone that noticed my shirt.
Finally, some classy people.
All right,
around
not Bulbasaur
here.
Though. Yeah, it's not Bulbasaur.
That's
it's
ridiculous.
Squirtle.
Yeah, I don't know Chicken.
But what was I saying?
Tintin.
So they call me like Tintin. But then when I stopped working there, and then I started working in the comedy club, and there's new Spanish guys. I told them my name was Dean, and they were like, Dean, Dean! And I was like, how does everyone, is this like a common thing everyone says? But then,
I don't know.
Then they started calling me Elmero Tintin. And I was like, what is Elmero Tintin? That's what they call me. They're like, yeah, Tintin. And I asked someone, and they're like, oh, it means tiny boss. I was like, that's what they call me.
That's weird. I know. I don't know, Dean. You should ask them. Why don't you just ask them?
But the other thing, too, it's so funny, is I try to learn all the guys, Spanish guys' names, right, behind the line. And then there's some people that have worked there for so long, like some servers that I know, that don't know any of their names.
That's not right.
And I'm like, what? I always make shade. They're so funny.
But you didn't know the name of the girl.
The pretty girl?
Yeah, on the plane.
No. I don't remember her.
Okay. In terms of, like, if you were to, like, gauge, like, how smooth you are as, like, a person, like, on a scale of 1 to 10 being, like, really, like, who of your, are any of your friends smooth? Like, maybe it's just your age bracket. Maybe you're too young to be smooth.
No, I have friends that are smooth.
You do? Like, who? Do I know any of them? I'll tell
you.
No,
you don't know any of them.
Okay, I was going to say, because your friends I know, none of them are smooth.
My friends that...
You know who we were talking about who's really smooth?
No.
You know him. He's a comedian.
No, Matt Ryan.
Very smooth. No, that we know. Huh. Very smooth. A lot of finesse. You guys know him too.
Mr. Coleman?
He is smooth, but they don't know him as well. That's somebody that you know.
Jeremy
Hall. Very smooth. I hope he's watching. He knows. He's like, yes, I am.
Is Shakendra okay? Everyone's talking about her knees.
I don't know. We all got bad knees.
Shakendra, did you, I think I might have missed it. I think we missed it in the chat because we were
looking.
Did
she just fall, like, right now?
But it looks like she might have hurt her foot.
Crutches on a cruise, was she saying? Yeah, Patty Jack. Jeremy, very smooth with the ladies. He's a charmer, as we say.
Somebody said, Mr. Trashbag?
No, not Mr. Trashcan. He's not smooth. Jeremy Hall, very smooth. He knows. Maybe you could take, like, smooth
we're
classes.
Cool. I know War Turtle when I see him. You guys are still wrong. That's not who this is. I don't think everyone's got it right yet.
Yeah, see, Cooley, he's funny, he's smart, and he got the finesse with the ladies. Dee, maybe you could ask Jeremy to give you, like, Jeremy, if you're watching, maybe give Dean, like...
Oh, she got the bad knees, people are saying.
Just give Dean, like, 3 tips on how to be smooth.
A lady said, I was working a customer service job wearing a name tag. A man who English wasn't his first language came to the desk, and started acting weird. I thought he was going to try and flirt. Instead, he says, your name is a bad word in my language. That's so funny. What's your name? Let me see.
She got the bad knees.
What's her name? Carrie?
Carrie, yeah.
Is that a bad word in a different language?
I don't know. Maybe Jeremy will come on and give you, like, tips on how to be smooth with the ladies.
Honestly, I could use a smooth lesson. Did they have classes?
Huh?
They have classes to be smooth.
Yeah, they're
definitely Squirtle. I was a hockey team. This is not Squirtle. I mean, this is the all evolved version of Squirtle, but no one said it right. These are fake fans. You're not wrong. That's so funny that. I don't know.
Let me ask you something. If a girl came up, if you were out somewhere and a girl came up and named this correctly, would you be like, that's my girl right there? Like, would that be impressive to you?
Well, a lot of kids my age kind of grew up on Pokemon. It's more popular than you'd think.
I don't think it's popular at all, say that a girl...
Pokemon, I think, is, like, one of the biggest brands in the entire world. It's huge.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my God.
So let me ask you something. If a girl came up and was like, Dean, that's so-and-so, right. And that's my favorite, would you be like, okay?
I'd be like, hey. I would be like, oh, that's cool. I don't know. I don't want to name who this is yet because I kind of enjoy.
Obviously, you're just waiting.
I enjoy people trying to guess who it is.
Wait, did Joey Joe give you? Don't tell. Oh, he just gave you a tip. Here comes Joey Joe.
Joey Joe, what did Joey Joe say? Did I miss
right
it?
Right there.
Joe here.
Yeah.
Don't talk louder at a lady. Always say yes, you're right, and you will be golden.
That's right there.
Or turtle. Nope. Almost.
It's so funny.
Maybe you guys can't see the full thing. Blastoise! Yes, finally! Some Blastoise.
Got it.
Yeah, Pokemon's pretty huge. A lot of kids my age play Pokemon.
Nice. Well, hopefully everybody has enjoyed Story Hour with Dean Blizzard. had a lot of fun stories and information.
Yeah, a lot of girls collect and play Pokemon. Especially when Pokemon Go came out. I feel like that's when a lot of more people got
Dean, did you just say a lot of girls? Did you say a lot of girls?
Yeah. Blastoise, yeah, you guys got it. Blastoise, the Pokemon. Okay. What? A lot of girls do. Especially when Pokemon Go came out. Like, that was, yeah. That was, like, when it kind of exploded. I feel like a lot more people got involved. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
Alright, well, and here's... Alright, here. Jerry's to hear firsthand. Go back and tell me what Shakendra said.
Jeremy is here to hear firsthand how smooth he is.
Alright, so Jeremy...
I don't know. Is he here?
I was saying that you're one of the smoothest fellas I know, and that maybe you can give Dean some tips with the ladies. See, on a scale of 1 to 10, I wonder what Jeremy would call himself on a scale of 1 to 10, how smooth he is.
My brother has a Pokemon website, and he auctions some of them, like Pokemon cards. He goes to conferences, and I can't believe the worth of some of his cards. That's what I'm saying. Some of these cards are worth, like, quite a bit. Pretty sure one. We need to hear from Jeremy before you go. Is he here? Just be yourself and don't overthink.
That's true.
I appreciate it. What was I gonna say? Yeah, there was like a card that sold.
I don't see Jeremy here, but we'll check in with him tomorrow for some smooth tips. So listen, everybody, thanks for watching. I'll be joining our supporters tonight for our supporter live and our giveaway, Ugly Monday giveaway. I hope your Monday isn't too ugly. I'm going to try to be hopeful that I'll be moving around a little better today. We'll see how it goes. But thanks for watching, as always. And sorry we missed our TikTok friends. But thanks for being here. And we'll check in tonight.
The most expensive Pokemon card sold for $5.2 million.
What is it?
It's one of, like, a Pokemon card.
But you don't know which one. Is it, like, super rare?
No, it's, like, a super rare one, yeah. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it's, like, a super, I guess it's, like, a super rare one. But that's,
how do you know that that lady didn't big, just, like, copy it at her Pokemon. House like she did with the Chick-fil-A coupon? You don't know?
Well, the cards are, like, certified. Like, they have, it's like money. Like, they have, like, certain things to make sure it's real and everything. That's why.
I mean, you gotta give it to them for reinventing themselves, like, 20 million times.
Yeah, well, that's how they do it. That's how every big brand survives. It's just reintroducing to a new generation.
It's really hard to do.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Like, Smurfs have tried. Not like, Smurfs is my time. But they've never come back
Smurfs,
with the same. The
Smurfs came back for a little bit.
Not in the same way that it did. Yeah. No.
It did come back for a little bit. I remember the first movie.
Yeah.
But like Dune is doing better than ever right now.
I know you say that.
Because Dune was like a, I think it was like a movie in the 70s or something.
It was. But maybe, like, I kind of remember it, but it was before my time. Like, in terms of, like, knowing much about it, but yeah. Anyway. Alright, well, thanks for watching again, everybody. We'll see you tonight, supporters, for Ugly Monday, and then we'll hopefully be in one spot tomorrow. Sorry for any technical issues, but sometimes we on the road. So thanks for watching. Have a great day and a blessed day, everybody, and we'll see you in the morning. Alright, bye-bye.
I hit this.